Hello everybody, I'm Alejandro Pino Iglesias, working for Igalia. I'm going to present here the overview of the development of the Vulkan driver for the Raspberry Pi 4. So starting with the contents of the presentations, I'm going to start with the development story, how this evolved during this year, and then I'm going to explain the current state of the driver, followed by explaining some of the challenges that we have when we were doing the implementation, and I will end the presentation with the future plans for the driver and how to contribute for the driver for anyone that is interested in that. So the development story. So we can say that we work on the driver for 1 year, so this is basically a 1 year summary of the development of the driver. The name of this driver, the code name, is B3DB. That is basically the same name that for the OpenGL driver with a P at the end for Vulkan. The development started in a public fork of Mesa, and it reused a lot of the utilities and code that is available on Mesa. So, like for example, we leverage a lot from the Windows system that is abstracted on Mesa and is reused by all the Vulkan drivers. From the OpenGL driver, we reuse mostly all of the B3D NIR compiler. Obviously, we needed to make some changes, but we mostly use the compiler that is used by the OpenGL driver. And we use the same kernel interface as B3D. The idea that we have when we created this project is that trying to focus on just one thing at one moment. So we started with the idea of not touching the kernel interface even if we needed that, but in the end we were lucky enough that we needed to touch the kernel interface for that. Obviously we could do that and improve some things, but at this moment we got everything working without doing that. So trying to explain the evolution of the driver development by checkpoints. The driver, we started to work on this driver on November 2019, but at the beginning it was mostly analysis, trying to understand the minimum that we needed to do in order to start the driver. So in November we were doing this analysis, and on December we started to do some development, and by January we were able to get the triangle demo, the basic, the really famous triangle with colors working with our early driver. By May, we got some of Sasha William demos running. Sasha William demos are really popular Vulkan demos. They are slightly more than just one triangle and just one test, so nice looking. By June, we moved development to open repositories. The thing is that at the beginning, when we needed to do everything, and we were doing change, redoing and abstracting and redoing again our driver, we were working on a private repository. The thing is that we were at the beginning, we were working those two people, Iago Torrado and myself. And by June, we think that things were stable enough to open the development to open repository, so anyone interested could take a look. We even got some bug reports and some patches at that moment, so was a good thing. By July we got all the Quake ports to Vulkan working, so that was basically the first real application doing something more than just showing some images working. And by August, we got the Vulkan 1.0 implementation without extra features. At that point, we still had some bugs and some tests that were not working, but the implementation of all the features needed for Vulkan 1.0 was done by that point. Now that we have all the features done and that the driver was still was slightly more mature, by October we moved development to Mesa upstream. So that means that it